Chapter 6. Bessie's husband came to Thornfield. He brought bad news. "John Reed is dead," he said. "Mrs. Reed is very sick and wants you to come and see her." I went to look for Mr. Rochester to ask if I could go and see Mrs. Reed. I told him about Mrs. Reed and the rest of my family. He was surprised. "I thought you didn't have any family," he said. "They don't want me. I am an orphan," I told him. I told Mr. Rochester that John was dead. He made me promise that I would come back to Thornfield. We talked about his marriage to Blanche and sending Miss Varens to school. I told him, "I will have to put a new advert in the newspaper for work." Mr. Rochester made me promise not to. We said goodbye. I went to pack. The next morning, I went to Gateshead. Bessie was waiting for me. She took me to see Mrs. Reed. Mrs. Reed was very sick. She told me to stay for 2 weeks. She wanted to talk to me, but she couldn't remember what she wanted to say. She forgot who I was and started talking. I told everyone Jane Eyre died. "She didn't die, but I wish she had," she said. "Why do you hate her?" I asked. "Her mother. My husband loved his sister, and she married a poor man. When she died, my husband sent for the baby, Jane Eyre. He treated her like she was his own daughter. I hated her the moment I saw her. My husband tried to make my children treat Jane Eyre like a sister. When he died, he made me promise to look after her," Mrs. Reed said. Then she talked about John. She thought he was still alive. I got up to leave. "Wait! He threatens me. I dream about him. He has a cut in his throat and a black face," Mrs. Reed cried. Bessie calmed Mrs. Reed, and I left the room. I waited for 10 days before I went to see her again. I spent my time drawing. I felt like drawing a face. I drew one without thinking. I drew Mr. Rochester. Georgina and Eliza asked me to draw their pictures. They were nice to me now, but they didn't talk to each other. Georgina wanted to go to parties. Eliza wanted to go to church. When I went to see Mrs. Reed again, she said, "I am sorry. I was horrible to you. I broke 2 promises. I didn't bring you up like my own daughter. The other is, go to the table. There is a letter for you." I went to the table and read the letter there. It was from Mr. Eyre, my uncle, who Bessie had told me about. He wanted to adopt me and leave me all his money. The letter was 3 years old. "I told him you were dead, but you can tell him I lied and what I was like to you," Mrs. Reed said. Mrs. Reed died in the night. I stayed at Gateshead for the funeral, helped Georgina and Eliza, and then I went back to Thornfield. Georgina married a rich man, and Eliza became a nun. I was happy to get back to Thornfield. I walked back to Thornfield from Hay. "Thank you, Mr. Rochester. I am glad to see you again. Wherever you are is my home," I said. Everyone at Thornfield was happy to see me. It was summer. The gardens of Thornfield were very pretty in the summer. I walked in the garden with Mr. Rochester. "You like Thornfield and Miss Varens, don't you?" he asked. "Yes, sir," I said. "And you don't want to leave either of them?" he asked. "No," I said. "Life is horrible. You must leave them both," he said. "Why?" I asked. "Miss Varens must go to school. You must find a new job," he said. "I see," I said. "I have found you one in Ireland. You will like it there," he said. He was sending me away from him. I would never see him again. "I understand why I must go," I replied. "No, you must stay," he told me. "No, you said I must go. I must go. Do you think I can stay and be nothing to you?" I replied. Mr. Rochester hugged me. I was happy, but I had to get away from him. I struggled free. "Marry me, Jane," he said. I thought he was teasing me. "You think I am teasing you?" he asked. "Yes," I said. "Call me Edward. Say that you will marry me," he said, and added, "It is torture to not have an answer." "Do you really love me?" I asked. "Yes," he said. "Then I will be your wife, Edward," I said. "Are you happy, Jane?" he asked. "I am," I replied. It began to rain. We ran back to the house. Mrs. Fairfax was waiting in the hall. She watched Mr. Rochester kiss me. He went to bed. I ran upstairs to my room. The next day, Mrs. Fairfax looked sad, but I didn't know why. Mr. Rochester greeted me with a kiss. "You will be Jane Rochester in a month," he told me. I was very happy. "The family jewels are coming here from London. You will go and get new dresses today. I will take you to Europe and show you everything," he told me. "Why did you want me to think that you were going to marry Blanche?" I asked. "I wanted to make you love me," he said. I told Mrs. Fairfax we were getting married. She was very surprised. She told me to be careful, but she was happy for me. We went to Hay to get new dresses. I didn't want to go. Miss Farrens begged to come with us. Mr. Rochester said no, but I asked him to change his mind. He told Miss Farrens she was going away to school without me. Miss Farrens didn't understand why. He teased her. He told her we were going to live on the moon. I wanted to stay as Miss Farrens' governess until I was married. Mr. Rochester asked me to eat dinner with him every night. We teased each other, and I fell more in love with him. The month went by. Mr. Rochester became my whole world. I loved him more than anything else. He wanted to show the world how beautiful he thought I was. I wanted to stay the plain Jane Eyre I knew I was.